advise you to get off the streets as quickly as possible. It'll soon be a war up there.
And we are, as a people, opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths.
I know for a fact.
And to secret proceedings.
Weapons of mass destruction.
I have a dream.
I take the threat very seriously.
A new world order.
Your government thanks you for your participation.
You are now listening to the world-famous Sofa King Podcast.
Please, read from sheets. I am. Sofa King.
Sofa King.
Now repeat all very fast, please.
I am. Sofa King.
Faster.
I am Sofa King.
No, not so fast. Loses meaning.
I am Sofa King.
You say funny things.
Hey, how you guys doing? Long time no see.
I know.
It's been a long time.
It has been a long time.
I missed you guys.
I haven't seen you guys.
I've been talking to myself. I missed you guys so bad.
I haven't seen you guys since tomorrow when we recorded our next episode.
Yeah, I fucked my pillow thinking about you guys.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
You really did fuck your pillow, huh?
No, I didn't.
You told the story about fucking your pillow. Like Pac-Man. We have it like, that's a highlight.
Yeah.
You were going to not admit it?
No. I'm talking about that was a long time ago.
That was like a month ago. I'm saying you fucked your pillow before.
Yeah. That was when my grandma caught me. Remember?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I mean, the craziest I got is just like lotion or something. I don't think I fucked a pillow. It seems like that's raw dog. Yeah, that's going to fuck you up.
It hurts. That's how I know. Yeah, it hurts.
That's how he knows it works.
That's why I ask if you ever got an Indian burn on your dick before.
Right.
Yeah.
It actually got like raw, like you got a scab?
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
For sure. Dick scabs. Starting this one out good. Dick scabs. All right.
Yeah. Speaking of dick scabs, printdirtcheap.com.
That's a free shout out right there.
It is.
No charge on the dick scab shout outs.
They're going to pay. Yeah. They're going to pay those cocksuckers. All of them. The like.
Start with your sponsorship.
So this is a bonus episode. Our bonus episodes are not regular episodes, hence the title bonus episodes. The concept
talk about
here,
dick scabs.
The concept here is that they're a bonus. They're not regular.
No.
So
they don't happen often. Only like when we want.
Right. Unlike a regular episode. So our regular, I guess what I'm trying to say, our regular episodes are regular.
Yeah.
Like those are the regular episodes.
And these are irregular.
These are a bonus. So,
but they happen regularly so far.
If you like the regular episodes and then it's like, oh, I really like those episodes, this is kind of like those, but a bonus.
Yeah. If you like the first 15 minutes of the episode, all of them,
you're going to love this.
Right.
This episode is for you.
So, our regular episodes, we research things. On our bonus episodes, we don't.
On our regular episodes, we don't really research things.
Sometimes. At what point does it become regular, though? Because this is like episode 11.
Always a bonus.
Always a bonus.
Yeah, this is not.
Because we can stop doing the bonus anytime we want to.
That doesn't make it not regular, though.
Just like sometimes a boner goes down.
Right.
It's not always up.
I'm not on board with that one. That was not a regular pun.
What do you mean? Regular.
That's not to my shitty standards, Brad.
I don't care.
You do better.
I'm not trying to impress you. I'm just saying it was a metaphor, so to speak.
So who sent us a present?
Oh, yeah. Gabriel Zeros actually bought us presents for his birthday.
Tuesday episode. Yeah. So as we said, his mangina wrapped this present. What the fuck?
Yeah.
No, yours is bigger.
You can tell.
You got a board.
You knew mine was bigger, but yeah.
Oh, he knew. All right.
Yeah, he loves me more. So we're going to open these live to see what's in here.
Yeah.
So I have a note on mine.
He wrapped these with his mangina.
I think he did.
This is Amazon.
Mine says, Merry Christmas, Dave. I thought this was a birthday present.
Oh, these have
Merry Christmas, Dave. I remember you like animals like me, implying he's an animal. And I found this to be very interesting from Gabriel Zero.
Mine says, Happy anniversary, Brad. You're a great lover. I hope you like this game. It's based on the awesome sex we had from Gabriel Zero.
Yeah, this is no penis pump, but I hope you like it. I just need new gaskets for my penis pump. This
looks blew too out or what?
So here, here we go.
Ooh, it's wrapped inside old. The wrap.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Throw Jesus that away. Christ.
This Pet is a, Fooled.
Oh, it's a PS4 game.
Getting my mic.
Well, mine's a documentary about how shitty animals are treated in the animal.
I didn't have to say what it is.
Because I didn't even know this existed.
Mine says Berserk and the Band of the Hawk. It's a game.
It's a game? Oh, it's a PS4 game?
Yeah.
Have you heard of it?
Man. No, actually, I haven't.
Check this shit out, bitches.
That's oh, right. Damn.
Goonies adventure card game.
I'm pretty excited about that, actually. My kids are going to have fun with this shit playing with me. Yeah.
You and your fucking boring
I'll have to actually
family.
Spend time with my children.
Mine's a documentary that's going to fuck my brain up and make me stop.
What is that from the dollar bin at Walmart? What is that?
It's a documentary called Pet Fooled, which is a look at the pet industry.
Oh, we're not going
to. I quit watching that shit because I'll change my life for a month.
Oh, it does.
For a month.
Oh, mine
for a month and
mine are permanent.
But then when you go back, you already know what shitty things you're doing.
Right, exactly.
Start judging people at the grocery store eating raw.
Dude, see, and I have that fucking phobia when I go to the store. Like, I always think people are looking at my cart.
They are.
I'm going to peek in here a little bit while we're talking. I got to see. Just a little bit. I won't interrupt the show or anything, but I'm going to look.
You already are.
Yeah.
Nah, you guys are.
You're interrupting it just being
I'm part of the show. I can't even interrupt it, man.
You think you're part of the show. You've been talking to yourself this whole time.
I always wear this helmet.
So, okay. So the point of the bonus episode is that A, it's a bonus.
Mm-hmm. Like
B,
we said.
It's an episode.
Yeah.
C, it's a bonus episode.
Yeah.
And D, we answer questions that people post on the interwebs.
Only if we want to.
Only if we want to. We might answer questions that people didn't post.
By the way, thank you, Gabriel.
Totally different. Thank you for sure.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch that
booby traps
DVD and it's going to fuck me up.
There's treasures. There's a map. I'm going to fucking freak out.
Oh my God.
How can there not be a map?
Yeah, there better be a map or that game's garbage.
I don't know. There's a little characters. I don't know. I don't see a map. You keep talking. I said, you guys are.
No, we're watching you. This is your show.
No, we're just watching you. If it's awkward for everybody else, it's not on us.
You know, there's no map. There's not a map.
Fucking
Gabriel. There's gotta be a map. How can there not be a map?
Piece of shit.
He's so disappointed in
Gabriel
the map.
Gabriel didn't make the fucking thing.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Well, maybe he did.
Who would make that game and sell it?
We'll see.
I mean, fucking Jesus Christ. That is handmade. That is handmade fucking garbage right there.
Man, I can't believe there's not a map.
This map thing really.
It went from fucking happy. Gabriel,
he's devastated.
Gabriel, I love you right now. This is fucking great. This is awesome.
I don't blame
this
Gabriel.
This is the best day ever. I don't care if you don't blame Gabriel. I love him.
I'm appreciative.
Fucking amazing.
Yeah, I'm appreciative of Gabriel.
I'm glad that present went from fucking way up fucking here to just took a shit in the Roman gutters.
I could be wrong.
It's
I didn't want to interrupt the show anymore digging through this.
Without a map.
Yeah, you only look through every fucking page under the fucking plastic where there's nothing.
Shake the page, the map's going to fall out. Later.
Without a map, it's nothing but an anal sponge.
Yeah, true. It looks good on the shelf, though. We'll see.
Yeah.
Okay, so our questions. Helen Christ or Christ, K-R-I-S-T.
Helen Christ.
Helen Christ says, in Australia... Your favorite, Brad. In Australia, the usual meal at Xmas is a Barbie and some beers. What do you guys have to eat and drink on Xmas Day?
It probably depends on your ethnicity.
Turkey.
But white folk pretty much do Thanksgiving
I think she's specifically asking of you.
Oh, okay.
Not Americans in general.
Oh, specifically. Mine is like repeat Thanksgiving. But my mom does, actually, I think it's Christmas that we do more of a brunch. Like, mm-hmm. I think, like, sometimes we bring, like, enchiladas and stuff. And then my mom, that's the one time a year that I eat biscuits and gravy. Because I don't go out to restaurants for breakfast ever. And if I did, I would get, like a skillet or something. I would never order biscuits and gravy. Mm-hmm. So one time a year, I have biscuits and gravy. And it's amazing my mom makes it. It's good. Yeah. So that's what I have on Christmas.
Yeah, I think we do usually do a brunch, too. I don't have family. But the people I hang around with's family. They do like a brunch. So it's like breakfast, like eggs, bacon, ham.
Kind of weird.
That's kind of weird because it's the same thing with me. Like,
biscuits,
I don't
think, gravy.
I don't really, well, it's not even brunch for me. It's just breakfast. Like, I don't have a specific thing, but I usually go out of my way to like cook a legit breakfast. Like homemade cinnamon rolls or
I'll make that. Yeah.
Like I might on Christmas Eve, like bake bread. So in the morning I can make French toast made out of fresh bread. Like I bring like some,
aren't you fancy?
I bring like some legitimate fancy cooking to breakfast on Christmas morning.
Yeah,
and then the rest of the day, I really don't give a shit.
And I think it's like we wake up with the kids. open presents and then go to like the parents' house
sure.
and have breakfast, lunch. It's like 10 o'clock, 11
right,
o'clock.
Right.
You know? It's a late breakfast, not really brunch. But yeah, I guess it is brunch.
Yeah.
Because I guess brunch is usually on a Sunday. It's just
and don't,
breakfast.
In your Aussie ways, think that this is typical because I think this is atypical of America. I don't think most Americans would say they're main Christmas thing is a breakfast.
Usually
or
a dinner.
Brunch. I think it's for the most part, people would just eat again what they ate on Thanksgiving. Yeah.
It's usually stuffing, turkey,
with
ham.
Maybe more ham.
Yeah. Ham, fried chicken, watermelon.
Same
that.
Thing. Yeah. Yeah. Grits, collard
tamales.
Greens.
Yeah.
Whole thing.
Tamales. Yeah. California.
Fried beans. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. So there's your answer in your ear holes. Joe Dean asks, when you wipe your ass, do you fold the paper or do you wad
Joe
it up?
Dean, that motherfucker. I have a folding method. Mine's very efficient. I get enough length so that I can fold it, wipe, fold.
Oh, wow.
I get at least three wipes out of the folds because.
What?
It's the back to back.
That's disgusting.
No. It's the back to back.
Yeah.
No. If you want to observe, I can show you. It's a very clean process. Yeah. It's the fact that you can fold over the wipe. And it's plenty of layers. I use a fucking ton of toilet paper when I do this process, but
thought it was efficient.
It's efficient for cleanliness.
Oh, okay.
I don't care how much toilet paper it takes. I'm getting clean, man. I'm not trying to save toilet paper and leave my butt dirty.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I call it the accordion triple fold.
Yeah. I have to have wipes. Yeah. I use wipes. Flushable wipes.
I did that. And then I live in an old ass house. My plumber's like, yeah, there's no such thing as flushable wipes.
Yeah, there is.
I don't care what the fuck they say.
I don't know. I've never had a problem.
Yeah, you live in a brand ass new
dissolve.
House. I'm an old ass now. 1937
apartment
house.
Now.
And now.
Yeah, now.
It's not brand ass new apartment.
Same thing.
Not 1937 with a big ass avocado tree over your tar paper pipe.
I don't care.
I wad.
Really?
I wad too.
Why?
Mine looks like a steel wool, a white steel wool.
Mine's a wad.
White steel wool.
Yeah. All about
it's a loofah.
Wad.
Yeah. Mine looks like
a paper sponge. I fold.
Toilet paper loofah. Yep. And then I stick my finger in my butt with a clean wipe towelette.
There you go. Bradley Cahill.
There you go, Jodine.
Bradley Cahill asks, have you ever danced with the devil in the pale moonlight?
I don't dance. I slow dance. So if the devil came, there better be some soft music. Yeah. Do you fast like at a wedding? Do you dance? Like you fast dance and shit?
I've been known to bust a move.
I cannot picture you guys dancing.
Here's my rule.
Here's my rule.
To answer the question,
I will do a slight boogie. One slight boogie.
I did dance with the devil in the pale moonlight. It was on June 23rd, 1989.
Damn. That's when he sold his book deal.
The dancing at a wedding, my rule is if the bride asks me to dance,
you'll dance.
I will dance with the bride for one song.
Oh.
That is my rule.
Like
other than
like
those circumstances, I do not dance. Everybody else at the wedding will say, hey, come and dance. Fucking fuck off. I'm going to sit right here and wish I wasn't at a wedding.
Yeah, dude.
And if the bride asks
I tried to explain that to people. Like, nobody likes going to a wedding.
No.
Even if it's your friends, you'll go, but nobody likes going.
No. Usually, I have to buy clothes to go to the wedding. It costs me money to go to the wedding. The present, the clothes.
Yeah.
It's at the beach or some shit. You're like, fuck, I didn't even get to go to the beach.
No, exactly.
I have to be here and then go home in the middle of the night. Yeah. Drive 2 hours there, 2 hours home. Don't have your wedding at the beach, bastards.
Here's the thing. A couple of friends of mine have had weddings they have a wedding and like, here's the wedding and my family's going to come and we're at a church and whatever. But meet us at 6 at the Elks Lodge and we're all going to eat and get fucked up. And it's like, okay, that's a little bit better. But again, I'd still rather stay home. Because it's just a wedding is just a fancy party and I don't go to parties either.
I dance after a little liquor, Zimmy.
You liquor, you bro.
I don't like.
I could be drunk as fuck. I'm not dancing.
I just don't like social
all by myself and
hearing
you guys leave. Yeah. I do the Napoleon Dynamite dance to the
probably.
Tea. I like tear it up.
But did you ever dance with the devil by the pale moonlight?
Yes, many times.
Okay. So there's that. That's a question. We answered it. Quinn Tet.
Her name's Alice.
Oh, this is Asian Titty.
Quinn. Yes, Asian Titty. Right. She asks, she's kind of like a sniper. There's a targeted question for each one of us.
Oh, she's in a tree, all right.
So
flamethrower and all.
Brent, this is a very strange question to me.
Hmm.
Has anyone ever pulled on your beard for whatever purpose, and what was the context of that interaction?
Not like purposely out of spite, really. Jiu-jitsu is a bitch. like to try to have a fucking
a handle, a
beard.
My yeah. Boy.
I would get off the mat and there was just fucking hair everywhere. As sad as my beard looks right now, it's way better than when I was in jiu-jitsu. Like that shit got thin real fucking fast. I left 47 hairs every time I rolled a match. So I don't think anyone's purposefully reached up and grabbed my beard.
I think
and
she's
on
thinking
it.
Sexually, maybe. You do a little reach that. Around with
I'll
your
be honest,
boy.
This shit's getting so nasty and long, though, that gets in the way of my fucking seatbelt and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like it's getting in the way. Every time I put a t-shirt on, I gotta like pick it up and fucking wizard it back out. Out of the seatbelt, wizard it back out. Yeah.
Hey, Merlin. You pretend? Do you say that? Harry Potter.
You shall not pass.
Okay. For me, she says, Dave, do you have a favorite student from the ones you teach in prison and why? I actually have three favorite students in prison, which is odd because
did one teach you about anal jelly?
No. Because normally I don't like, I might have one student who I really think is hot shit at the end of like the whole school year. And I've got like three in one class, but, and oddly enough, there's like a whole spectrum. There's an African-American guy, there's a Hispanic guy, and there's a white guy. And they're all just super smart. They're
sounds
super
like
passionate.
I got
to
buy the bell.
I got to break it to you. That's not the whole spectrum, sir.
No. Well, that's not the whole spectrum. Okay. But those are the three biggies.
Oh, okay.
You know, the
racist fuck.
The one of them, which is pretty awesome. Like we were mid semester and I'm like, this guy is just like super fucking bright. One of the brightest literature students I've ever had. And he showed up in the middle of the semester and his hair was buzzed short and his head is just covered in a giant fucking swastika. But it doesn't matter. He's still awesome.
You're still buddies, huh?
He's a fucking great student.
His grandpa was a Nazi.
How professional of you.
Yeah. He's a great student.
Is he cool to you?
He thinks he has a swastika. Totally cool. He can't read.
He's like, you're the cool one, man. Totally the rest of them suck.
He could probably read more than 60 pages.
But no, they're all cool for different reasons. They're all very driven. They're all
judgy,
they're all
bastard.
Very passionate.
The black one brings cool him grape students. Drink.
No, he doesn't.
No, that's fucked up.
But
don't try to be racist through me. Just bust. You'd probably.
I didn't say.
You'd probably say chicken wings and watermelon
bread.
Yeah,
that's a good technique.
Yeah,
that's a good technique.
I know what you'd say, Brent. Yeah.
Somebody lives vicariously through somebody, but Brad lives racistly.
Yeah. I live racistly through people.
Yeah. Yeah, he'd probably throw a brick through their window, I bet.
Like this is the same guy bus. That got upset about me about the tiddlers.
I'm on.
Yeah. You can fuck off about that.
Yeah, that shit.
Brad,
weird.
I think about. I thought about you when I heard this. Little boys nibbling on the tidbits. They call them tiddlers.
Every time I hear about a kid finger in their butthole, I think about Brad.
Yeah,
you think about him. You gotta admit. Brad, question. How many tattoos do you have? Any plans for another one?
I don't. How do you count tattoos?
One, two.
I don't know.
You have very specific separation.
Like,
I think.
I don't know. No, like
because you had to work at a different time. Is that no, stops at your elbow though? Right?
No, it goes all the way up.
Well, that's one.
That's
just a big
so
ass one.
Yeah, so big ass one arm, two arms, legs, four, five, seven.
What do you have
10?
In your legs? Oh, you have this crosses, yeah.
Yeah, I have upside down crosses on my calves. I have judo tattooed real big on my thigh.
You have judo on your thigh? I've never seen that shit.
It's on my thigh, sir.
It's always dark.
Yeah. I'm always behind you.
Nah.
Yeah,
it's on the front of your thigh?
No. Yeah,
where's it at?
Front of my thigh? Yeah. It's always slapping into your ass cheek right there. Yeah, I don't know.
So like your whole arm.
Yeah. Okay.
Like
one,
was it
two,
done, so
one.
Was it done in multiple?
Well, yeah. You don't
like
yeah,
it's multiple tattoos
it's
that
sitting.
Just bled together, or
no,
was the whole thing one design?
One piece.
Okay. So I would count that as one tattoo.
Okay.
Yeah. But like some people have like seven tattoos on their arm and then eventually merge them with one mega tattoo. But yours was like designed.
Yeah. Eventually my whole body will be tattooed.
There you go.
So,
well, I know a guy if you need a swastika on your head.
Nice.
I didn't know I don't have one. I'm not bald.
I know. That's true. Yeah. Okay. Joshua Brick Lauderdale. Is there any prize you would take for the possibility of having to shave your facial hair off in a bet? Yes.
Facial hair. Yeah.
Yep.
I'm sure.
Absolutely.
It wouldn't take that much.
Yeah. Wouldn't take that much at
we're not,
all.
We're not, yeah, we're not stuck to.
No. I've had a goatee on my chin since I was 20.
Yeah.
And I've never shaved it off. It wouldn't take that much for me to shave.
You grow right back a few weeks back, you know.
Not with me.
Well, whatever.
Take like a year of concentration.
I'm saying I've fucked up shaving. Like I was going to grow my beard back out and I was like, nah, I look old. It makes me look old.
Yeah.
So, I cut it back down, but I have fucked up and fucked my beard up and had to shave it off. And I just look like an asshole for a few weeks and I'm back to normal.
I just let you go. I just don't care. I just let it go. I don't care.
Yeah. So it wouldn't take much for any of us.
No.
What are you offering? I'm going to counter your question with a fucking question.
Good question.
Joshua Brick Lauderdale. What are you bringing to the table? Yeah, what are you offering for
besides,
me to shave my
besides
beard
besides a shitty name.
Yeah.
But
you make me an offer, we'll talk.
Yeah.
Otherwise, fuck off.
You're kind of Italian there. You make me an offer.
You make me a fucking offer. Hey. Yo.
Hey.
Hey. Lexi Ray asks, and this is a variation on something that we've talked about before on a bonus episode.
She's a street midget, just so you know.
Have I explained what the bonus episode is instead of the regular episode?
It's different. I know that.
It's different, like because it's a bonus. So the regular episode is done differently and regularly, and the bonus episode is just a bonus.
We might not. We don't have to do.
We don't have to.
We're not obligated.
No.
We'll just leave that door open because we get lazy 1 week.
That's right.
Yeah.
Dave's like, I'm going home. AKA, me and Brad will just whisper to each other for like an hour.
AKA next week. Lexi Ray says, where do you see the podcast going in the next couple of years, which we've sort of talked about before, but the follow-up I think is the interesting part. How can we help you get on top? I know Patreon reviews, sharing and all, but is there something we can do to help? I have no business acumen, so I'm not going to answer the question. I will leave it up to these two because they have the business.
I think
plan.
Just like when you share a post, it's pretty helpful. But I think spreading the word, like finding your friend, because the thing is, if you love the podcast and you have a best friend, you guys probably like the same shit.
Right.
And there's probably some commonality there. So if everyone that was listening got their best friend to fucking listen, we would have twice the audience. You know what I mean? So, and then that would happen again. Cause you're not their best friend. That's the funny part. You know what I mean?
Yeah. They're going to have
that's your best friend. And they're kind of like Susie better.
Yeah.
And then they're going to recruit Susie.
Cause you know what? Real life sucks, but that's the way it works.
That's really how it is. Yeah.
Works.
Like I thought Brow's my best friend. It's not, he's my best friend. I'm not his.
Right. I'm somebody else's.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's weird.
I'm taken.
Thanks, Brad.
You fuckers. Wink. Playing you magic playing motherfuckers. Yeah. Damn it.
Well, you're not the mage I thought you were.
That's right.
Brent. You just fade away. You're not the mage I thought you were. Oh man.
Plus, Brent doesn't know how to tap my black mana.
Mm.
You never let me try, Dave. I never give an opportunity.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. See, I take the red and the white and I make orange. Wait, that makes pink.
Close enough.
Red and yellow makes orange.
There you go.
There is no yellow mana.
No yellow.
That's what you thought. Sorry.
In my magic world, it makes yellow orange. Yep.
Margaret Humbrocht says, any predictions for the Chicago meetup?
Somebody's getting pregnant, I bet. I don't know. You know what? I think it's going to go well. I'm nervous as fuck. I don't feel like I'm prepared for it. But you know, the Anaheim one was cool. Like I was nervous going to it and we had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I don't know. Someone said the news might fucking be there.
What is happening? Like why?
Someone said that like WGN or someone might be doing a story on like why a California podcast has people come from
tonight,
all over the world.
After Buffy.
Yeah.
The vampire story on the GN.
A California podcast has fans from all the world meeting in Chicago. I don't know, man. I'm a little intimidated by that. This whole thing's gotten kind of fucking crazy fast.
I do have one prediction.
I'm excited to meet people though.
I'm predicting bunch of sad pandas who are hungover with lactose difficulties from eating too much pizza, having to deal with airports the day after the meetup.
Yeah. I get to fly back Sunday night, drive home from LAX And then in the morning, first thing in the morning, drive a big ass truck to go to the DMV to do class A stuff. So yeah.
Nice.
Yay. I'm excited.
No, I'm excited to meet everybody. Awesome. Like, there's a ton of people I saw on this that are going that we've like had social media interactions with forever.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't give a shit.
More questions?
Sure.
Oh my Johnny Cash.
Jamie Sella Sayagata.
Damn.
What?
Says, what's your favorite form of exercise? What do you do to stay physically fit?
I just want to know how much she charges for a sword. Because I feel like she can hand make swords. I can kill Bill.
It might be a guy. It might be Jaime.
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 His mom was Mexican. His dad's Japanese.
Just saying. You can get pregnant up in that tree.
That's true.
What was the question?
What is your favorite? What happened?
I don't know, man.
What is your favorite form of exercise, and what do you do to stay physically fit?
Come to Jaime's treehouse.
I'll tell you what, the last fucking 3 months, nothing. I was going to the gym 4 days a week. Stay before fit. That.
Have you seen us?
Yeah.
What the hell is wrong with
I think
guy?
These are two totally, to me, person. These are two totally different it. Questions.
Yeah, okay.
A, what do I do to stay fit? Absolutely nothing.
Yeah,
man. That's how I got like this. You know what I mean? Fucking Hot Pockets and pizza.
Yep.
Yeah. I've been doing lately. Taco Bell, $5 meals.
But I can speak to what is my favorite form of exercise. I think my entire life, I've never cared about sports. I don't care about besting other people. I don't care about any of that shit. The only exercise that's ever interested me has been exercise that is directly tied to my time doing karate. And I think the exercise, like, it was my only motivation to go to the gym and lift more so I could build up stronger kicks and I could have better punches. But the main thing that I never enjoyed going to the gym. That was just part of it. To me, the exercise that I enjoy doing are katas, which I really enjoy doing.
John katas.
And hitting the punching bag. But I fucked myself up with a repetitive stress injury from hitting the punching bag way too much. But that was probably my all-time favorite in my life form of exercise was punching bag, a heavy bag.
Jiu-jitsu is my favorite exercise, honestly, because you know what? And I went to that Muay Thai class when they were offering it for a little while. That
any
was
type
fucking,
of fighting, yeah, Muay Thai.
That was cool. You know what's cool judo, about that is because it just doesn't feel like you're working out is why. You know what I mean? It doesn't feel like it
Well, it feels like you're working out, but you're not doing it care, for the workout. Yeah.
And I actually enjoy the gym once I get in mode. I put some music on and I like the gym. Mm-hmm. I don't like running. I like the gym. I like free weights.
I absolutely hate the gym.
I love the gym. I got to get back. I am so fucking slammed right now that I cannot get fucking time for it, man. There's things I'm having to let go outside of the fucking gym. Like I want to go to the gym. That's not even it. I can't get normal shit done. Like, I need to fix my fucking car, or pay this fucking bill or do whatever. Sleep. Yeah.
That'd be nice.
There's a ton of little things I can't get done.
Yeah.
Yep.
Excuses.
Matt Kirby, if you could tell you from 5 years ago that people from all over the world would be asking you questions about your life, how would 5 year ago you react?
Fuck yeah.
If you could see yourself?
No, if you could go back and like tell yourself like, hey,
if you could tell
five
you
years
from 5 years ago, 5 years from now, people from all over the world are going to be asking you questions about your life.
5 years ago though. I mean, I'm sure I'm pleased with where I am. You know what I mean? There's a lot of things like in the works and happening. I think things are going to turn a corner and I'm happy about it. I'm trying to think where I was 5 years ago though.
Same spot.
I was doing tacos. So I think 5 years ago I was
like, they're gonna be talking about my tacos. Right.
Yeah,
like, this is crazy.
5 years ago,
antiquity.
5 years ago, I would have been thinking, oh wow, I guess my books are gonna be successful. That would have been my first thought. My second thought would be, who got murdered?
Why?
Because like I would immediately think like someone like there was some major like murder that I was somehow involved in. And now people from all over the world were like trying to get my side of the story.
I don't think we know you, Dave.
Those would be the two. I'm so confused.
Those would be the only two reasons I would have thought like, I knew I'm not going to murder somebody, but I would think like my brother went on a shooting spree or somebody knifed my sister to death or some serial killer was involved. And I'm somehow being asked questions from people all over the world.
This is interesting.
That's a very weird tangent that you just went off.
Those are my, hey, it's not a tangent. I'm answering the question.
All right. That's a strange reaction to it. After Tiddlers, what the fuck was it? Tiddlers?
Tiddlers.
Tiddlers in this? I don't know. I'm a little bit worried about you, Dave.
Milk chocolate tiddlers.
Yeah, and I'm worried about me. So being worried about you is fucking trouble, man.
Yeah, that is trouble.
I don't have time to be worried about anybody else. You're fucking me up. Anyway.
I don't know if everybody answered the question.
I don't think so either.
What was it?
Taco shops, man.
I did.
Yeah, you did. You answered right away. Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think you answered, Brent. 5 years ago, you're doing tacos.
Yeah, I was getting divorced 5 years ago.
Everybody's getting
divorced. Maybe mine would be murder too.
See?
Yeah.
It makes a certain amount of logical sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
No.
Yeah. I went on a murder.
Next.
I went on a murder spree across the world. Yes.
Right.
Could happen.
Exactly.
I don't know. I'm confused on your guys' answers. It doesn't seem like it's to that.
So
question.
What's your answer?
Yeah.
I'm pleased with what I'm doing right now. I'm impressed with the accomplishments that I made.
Not right now. What would you say if you told yourself 5 years ago that people were going to be asking you questions?
Five years ago,
the world.
You're in the middle of selling tacos.
So not yourself.
Oh, we didn't know.
Say I walked up to you and were like, "Hey,
that
Brent,
changes your game." I apologize.
Hey, Brent, check it out.
Yeah,
people are going to be asking you questions in 5 years from all over the world.
Okay. Doc Brown, DeLorean squeals to a stop. Doc Brown gets out. Brent, 5 years from now, people are going to be asking you questions.
That's the worst.
Great Scott.
That's perfect.
Mine was more
and
like
the trophy goes.
Mine was more like a Regis.
Yeah,
Brent
it was.
Kathy.
Yeah,
Marty.
I guess it would feel like I was witness to a scandal or tragedy or something. Yeah.
See?
Okay. So I'm sorry.
Okay.
There was like that weird little part I was missing context, and I was like, I thought your past self was talking to your future self to see where you're at now, and I was just like, why does he think everybody killed everyone? I don't fucking understand.
What is it only on? Goes 88 miles per hour, Marty.
Yeah,
Marty.
No, that's Regis. Yeah. Is that your final answer? 1955. Is that your final answer?
I feel like I was having. I feel like I was President Nixon having a seizure when I do Christopher Lloyd.
That was pretty good, though.
Yeah.
Marty, okay. I'm not a crook.
So
I need to read this one. I wish I didn't have to.
Right.
I don't know why I'm compelled to.
You don't have to.
I do.
You don't have to.
Once I do, you'll know why.
You can go away.
Jenna Corbett.
Oh, God.
Nope.
Says.
Butt sex.
No, camping in the woods with me?
She's as famous as us, if not more famous.
Yeah.
People thought our names were like fucking Bradley. No, what was it? Like, they said a bunch of shit. It was all wrong names.
It's not a question. But Jenna Corbett simply says, I'm hiding in your closet, masturbating and watching you.
Eh? Makes sense. I'm doing the same.
Yeah.
Wait, whose closet are you?
If you smell tuna, Brad's in your closet. Yeah.
Yeah, I pissed on your floor. Smell the tuna, bitch.
Yeah. I think Jenna Corbett does have a podcast. Someone gave her a shot the other day. I couldn't find it. I tried to look up whatever they said the name was. I can't find it.
Taxidermies are us.
No, that was my joke. But yeah, she has a real podcast. It's like Me in the Woods or something. It's not really available. It's a conspiracy.
Okay, one final question from James Nugent.
Oh.
What are some self-help tips you guys would give on how to be successful?
When we do it, we'll fucking hand them out.
Successful at what? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the other thing. I think
successful in life.
And I think you got to ask two more questions, man. We're not even deep into this at all.
Dave's trying to go.
I know. He's trying to leave, man.
No, I think that's why are you not willing to answer that question?
No, I'm going
to
answer that question. I'm just saying I don't think we're quite done. But I think consistency is super important, like a follow through. So I've done a ton of businesses. I can't say that I'm successful. Most of the projects have worked, though. You know what I mean? I guess. Like, I think there's a difference in like, success and then being profitable. You know what I mean? Like, I've had a computer business for 10 years. It didn't close yet. So I guess I'm successful. I've paid my bills and fed my family. So that's successful, I suppose. But, and then we did the podcast. I had a pool company. I've done lots of things and everything I did worked. And I think most of it is not, putting yourself in debt is super important as far as starting a business. Like, I think a lot of people that start a business are like, well, you're not supposed to. They have that thing in their head where like a business doesn't make money for the first 5 years or first 2 years. And they have all that thing. I'm like,
not true.
Fuck that. Right. You know what I mean? That's because you took out a $200,000 loan and fucking rented a place in like a fucking a strip mall.
I think it makes sense. I mean, even on the podcast scale, like we spent a couple hundred bucks or something getting equipment together. But we never went into debt do something that now we're profiting from, you know. No, we're not rich, but you know, we're able to, pretty much get paid to travel or whatever, you know? So it's kind of cool.
I started my computer shop with like $700. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like I built a fucking bench out of 2x4s.
And that's business success. I look at success. I don't think it has to do with business. I mean, yeah, you can be successful in a business, but be a failure in life. You know what I mean? You could be an ultimate douchebag and be sad and fucking whatever and have a successful business. Right. You know what I mean? I look at success as, are you happy? You know what I mean? Like, am I happy in the place I am right now? If I'm not happy, I'm not successful. Right. I'm not successful in what I'm doing in life. You know what I mean? Everybody hates a job, even if it's their favorite thing to do in the world. At some point, ultimately becomes a job.
Right.
And it becomes repetitious and it becomes boring to you and you want to do something else. Life is what you make it. And if you're happy setting where you are, looking at yourself in the mirror, I think that's success.
Right.
And some Tony Robbins bullshit, you know what I mean? But that's what I truly think it is. When I got divorced 5 years ago, I wasn't necessarily sad about losing a wife. I was more upset about failing at something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, because you kind of see that stuff coming from after it happens. Oh shit. Like this shouldn't have worked out anyway. Taking that, like that's how I live my life. I just want to be happy. If I'm not happy at a job, I leave, I move, I do something different. Because I'm not going to stay miserable and unsuccessful at that job.
It's tough, man.
You know what I mean?
I've put myself in the perspective of like, I'm in the computer shop and I'm like, damn, I put 10 years into this. It feels like you can't let it go or else you failed or something. You have to keep trying. Right. But it reaches a point, you know what I mean? You're like, well, this is just not viable anymore. You have to switch to something else. And I watched the other day, it was called Jim and Andy. If you guys haven't watched that, it's a movie about Jim Carrey playing Andy Kaufman. And that fucking documentary is amazing. Jim Carrey, albeit a fucking crazy ass dude, I think that guy's just awake. That guy is super interesting. He made such profound statements about life and he changed the way I thought about stuff. Like he talked about his dad making a sacrifice for his family to be an accountant and then reaching like age 50 and getting fired and then just became bitter and old immediately and sad because he failed at something that he didn't want to do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. Right. And that's even more hurt. Yeah.
He's like, so Jim Carrey said, you can fail at something you didn't want to do. So why don't you go ahead and do what you want to do?
Right.
You know what I mean? I was like, damn, that seems so simple. Like mystery men, you know what I mean? Right. But it's so fucking true. You might as well go for it and fucking try the thing that you actually want to do rather than go do some shit because it's the more reasonable. That's what you're going to make money fucking doing. You know what I mean? Yeah. I could have got a man job a million fucking years ago and maybe I'd be the boss by now, but maybe not. Maybe the industry changed and I got fucking laid off and I have a boat payment and a fucking mortgage and all kinds of shit that I'm buried under. I don't have a bunch of crazy like material things, but I also don't have any fucking bills. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if I got to eat Top Ramen, I eat Top Ramen, but I have fun doing the podcast. I work at a computer shop.
Top Ramen.
I like Top Ramen. I love Top Ramen. I play fucking guitar at work. You know what I mean? If I want to fucking stay after, I can stay after. If I want to leave early, I can leave early. If I need to pick up my fucking kids, I have a lot of freedom and I get stressed and like, I don't have a lot, but I'll be honest. You made a good point. I'm pretty happy though. You know what I mean? Even though I don't have a ton of money, shit.
Nobody's gonna be 100% happy. There's always stuff you want.
Having some fucking shit boss and knowing that I can't go here, I can't do that, or my kid's sick at school and now I'm stressed, I'm gonna get in trouble because I go pick him up and miss work. It's fucking, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and I think that's where I'm at. I was thinking about that the other day too. I was just like I was going home from work or something, and I'm like, man, I have like everybody has a bill to pay or something. You know, you have stuff for business or whatever, you know, we have the podcast stuff. We have things we're trying to figure out, you know, there's always things. But I was sitting there thinking like, man, like I'm fucking good right now.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like I don't have, I'm happy. You know what I mean?
I would say,
and That's what success is to me.
When I look at it, I don't think I'm capable in my brain of ever stopping in my life and saying, you know what? I am now successful. I don't think I'll ever feel that.
No, way. And I think that that's a true statement. I don't think that success is a stop.
Right.
Like, oh, I created this business. I have $5 million. I'm successful.
Because people,
that's
I mean,
it. No one stops.
Whenever I pull off an accomplishment that other people are like, dude, that's fucking badass. Like, how do you feel about that? I honestly, like, even if it's something I've been working on for years, I don't feel like it's an accomplishment. I don't feel like it's a success. It's like, well, it's about fucking time. It's like, I've been working on this for years. It better have fucking happened. Yeah. Like, I think to me, like, these are like the successes I have had in life, I think come down
our
to
expectations.
Two things. One is you have to put a lot of fucking time into something for the most part for it to pay off and for you to be successful at it. I am a successful instructor at a college. I will acknowledge that.
Right.
It took me most of my life in training to gain the skills and the knowledge to be able to do that. And that's something a lot of people aren't willing to do. You're not going to put in that much time. Yeah. You're not. And it's like, you're like, I may have said it on the podcast before, but a lot of times at work, I think of like present Dave and future Dave.
Yeah.
And like present Dave always has to stop and say, I do not want to be doing this right now.
Yeah.
This is for future Dave.
Yeah.
That motherfucker better appreciate this.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm always setting my future self up for success by working my ass off right now.
Yeah.
But I think another thing that's really led to most of the successes I've had in my life have been honestly not like, I have this feeling like when I start something, I just realize the best person in the world at this thing right now, at one point, was only as good as I am right now.
Yeah.
Like the best writer on the planet, even though I might not have the genetic capacity or the intelligence level to ever be as good as my idols in writing. Mm-hmm. When I started writing, at some point that he might've been six, but I mean, at some point that guy was as good as I am right now. And I'm going to start this. When we started the podcast, I was like, it's probably going to fucking suck at first, but everybody who started a podcast sucked at first. Yeah. When I started, you know, writing, when I did fucking radio shows, when I did like all the things that I've done, it's like, I just fucking started. I don't care if I look like an idiot. I don't care if I fail. I really fucking don't. I'm going to work on this thing. If it fucking crashes and burn, the destination isn't the goal for me. It's the journey to get there. What did I learn in the process? How did I mature in the process? Like, I don't care if I fail. And that's not something that's, because I think a lot of people are afraid that fail.
Yeah,
oh, someday, like, oh, I'm going to write this novel and it's never going to get published and no one's ever going to read it. Who gives a fuck? Write the novel.
Yeah.
If you don't write the novel, guess what? I guarantee you it's never going to get published.
Well, and I said this to somebody on the Facebook group, was that failure drives success. You know what I mean? Because if you fail at something over and over, eventually you're going to succeed at something. You know what I mean? You don't give up or succeed at killing yourself. You know what I mean? I don't know. Like there's a way to look at it. And I go off of a couple of different things. You nailed, you know, hit the nail on the head on a couple of things. One of the things is just do it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know what I mean? That would be a key to success is to do it.
Right.
Formulate a plan, set yourself up for success,
right?
Plan to succeed, or
and that's the thing, is one thing I've learned in business, you will plan forever.
Yeah.
It's like when you, like I said this before, when you first move out, you're like, I'll do this, I'll do that. Nothing goes the way you fucking thought it was going to go. Nothing's going to go the way you thought it was going to go. And I think Dave had two good points. Is like, it reminded me of a speech that Matthew McConaughey gave, actually. Mm-hmm. There's like a really good speech that he gave about who's his hero, and his hero is himself in 5 years. And so it's because he's always continuing to try to strive for that progression. And the other thing that I thought about when Dave was talking was, everybody's just a fucking person. You know what I mean? Like President Obama, that motherfucker has a bad day.
Right.
You know what I mean? And he was the president of the United States. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whatever pro snowboarder fucking just went for it and jumped down that fucking hill.
Failed.
And just did whatever the fuck they did and ate shit 1,000 times and just did it. Matthew McConaughey, I mean, anyone, it's just a fucking person who decided, hey, I'm going to go do this. And they just fucking did it.
Yeah.
There's 1,000 people that didn't work out. And they were
but they went a different path and tried and kept trying.
But who knows? And that's and the big thing is to not be small-minded and limit yourself by what you think the expectation and what you think the possibility could be. And I know we sound like fucking like motivational speakers or something, but I've learned so much in business. Like when I opened a computer shop, I thought, no fucking way. I can't have like a building. Like people are going to come in there and fucking, that's fucking child's play. Like that's fucking nothing. Like if I could franchise, if I really fucking wanted to do it and I was passionate about it and I have a system and a set of operations and I could roll that out across 20 fucking stores everywhere. If it works in Bakersfield, it'll work in San Diego and it'll work in fucking New York. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the same thing happened for the podcast. Like when we started, we were just like, that'll be fun. You know what I mean? And now you think, damn, the potential, like if we continue to do what we do and do our best and innovate and keep striving to do better, who knows?
Well, and you, and you guys know, I said from the beginning, I said, hey, let's get to 10,000 downloads or let's get to 1,000 downloads. You know what I mean? Like we started at zero, just like everybody else. Mm-hmm. Let's get to 1,000 downloads. Hey guys, let's get to 10,000 downloads. Hey Brent, how do you reach 100,000 people?
Right.
When we get to 100,000, how do we reach 500,000 people? Right. How do we get to a million people?
And Brad's like, always squirrely about it. He's always unhappy. Like he, like from the whole time, he'll be like, we got to reach 1,000 people and we'll be at like 800 people. And Brent and I are like, we're getting close. And Brad likes, fuck 1,000 people. How are we going to get 10,000 people? It's like, we haven't even hit 1,000 yet.
Yeah. Right.
And then like, as it's like, oh, we've hit 9,000 people. We're getting close. And Brent and I are getting excited. And Brad's like, fuck 10,000 people. I want 100,000 people. Like he's always, he sets the bar and then is unhappy when we're almost hitting the bar because he's already seeing another bar.
And it's not that I'm not unhappy. It's just that if you
don't get stagnant.
Well, a goal is not something that's ever, a goal is always, a goal is living to me, right? And I learned this from a boss that I had. The goal never stays in one position, right? So once you set a goal and that goal is almost reached, the new goal is set. There's never an end result.
Right.
It's always the next.
Right.
As soon as you stay stagnant, as soon as you say, well, I want to get 10,000 people and that's it, and you don't have foresight to go to 100,000 or 50,000 or whatever you want, you're done.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's not, I'm not happy with a couple hundred thousand. I'm not happy with a million. I'm not happy with 10 million, and you can't be. I mean, I'm happy. Yeah. Like, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that, but I'm not settled. I'm not done.
Right.
You know, we haven't succeeded until it's over. You know what I mean? Like, and then even when it's over, hey, we failed. No, we didn't fail. Right. We succeeded at doing what we did. And now we move on to something different.
And my one other piece of advice that I would honestly give to anyone is to, regardless of the odds, always take the shot. Like I, like when I think of my academic career, I remember it's like, I had a 1.7 GPA out of high school. I was not ready for college. And my sister pulled some strings to get me in. And I was like, fuck it. The worst that can happen is I'm going to go one quarter into it. It's not for me. I'll fucking go back and become a chef and do something else. And it clicked and I did well. And then it was like someone said, hey, you should apply for this scholarship. It's really hard to get, but it's a lot of money. It'll pay for your school for a year. And every student that I talked to at the time was like, dude, nobody gets that scholarship. I'm not going to apply for it. And I was like, fuck it. I'll apply for it. What can happen? Like I spent an hour of my life writing an application and they say no, but it turns out they said yes. And then I started to notice this like stream, like then I would apply for the next thing. And the fact that I got the last thing made the next thing, they would look at my resume and be like, oh, well, fuck, he did this. And then like the next thing, it's like it just kept building. And then it was like, oh, I'll apply for this forgivable loan, even though nobody gets it. And it was like, oh, you got it. And then I would apply for the next thing. And they were like, oh, this guy got the forgivable loan. We should consider him for this. And it's like, even all the way up into when I was a professor and like one of the deans came in the room and passed around a flyer for a National Endowment of the Humanities Award to go research in Washington, D.C. And I watched every single person in the department pass the flyer on. And they were like, oh, no one's ever going to give me that award. And I was like, fuck it. I'll apply for it. And guess what? Because of all the other shit that I applied for that I didn't think I was going to get and I got, they gave me that as well. It's like, just take the fucking shot. All the, I mean, my brother's mantra through all of college was, he ain't whooping my ass. Like that was like, he was like, it's like, what? I'm going to go in a room and fucking try to hustle this guy. What's he going to do? He's going to say no. He's going to say yes. Yeah. He ain't whooping my ass. Like, fuck it.
Right.
Like always take the shot, even if it's a long shot. And if you fail, who gives a fuck? You didn't think you were going to fucking succeed anyway. I think so, take another shot.
And that's built in. We do that with sponsors. We think, oh, well, this company's huge. Why would they even consider us?
Right.
What do you have to lose?
Right. All they can do is write you a letter and
saying,
say no.
Thank you. Here's a couple pieces of stuff.
Swag, yeah.
Yeah. Just fucking move along,
take the shot.
You know,
take the shot.
And there's a huge one that said no, and I asked again, and now they said, okay, let's see.
Right.
So, yeah, yeah. If you don't succeed, try again.
Just keep doing it.
So,
yeah, I think there's, it all depends on what you consider successful, whether it be business, whether it be life. And I think over business, it's life. I'd rather be happy.
Oh, I would too.
In my general life and have a normal job and do this than be fucking $1 million in, $2 million, $1 billion in and be just fucking miserable, you know? Yeah. So, what do you ask yourself? What do you want? You know, do you think, okay, if I do this, I will be successful. This is my success.
Right.
What is that? And do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I see a car. I like it. I look at it. I visualize it. I'll have that car.
Brad just got the secret on us just now.
What?
What?
What about it?
That's the secret.
It is.
I can't tell you. It's a secret.
Oh.
Have you ever watched The Secret? No?
No.
Oh, it's that. There's like guys that say like, I will have $1 million. Like they wake up. Jim Carrey does that shit.
You visualize it. If you visualize yourself like, oh, I'll fucking never have that. I'm never going to be rich. Right. I'm never going to do this. I'm never going to, you're never fucking going to do it.
Right.
I've seen stuff where I'm like, I really fucking want that. There's no way I don't have the money. I can't get that. Well, guess what? I end up getting that.
Right.
Whatever it is.
Right.
You just visualize it and go for it. And if you honestly believe that you can do it, make it a goal.
Right.
And then once you almost get to that goal, make a new goal.
Right.
Like pretty much you want that Ferrari, you know what I mean? You'll probably get the Ferrari and not really want it anymore because you want something different. You know, like
I don't want a Ferrari.
I'm just saying, I'm using it as a, I don't either. Yeah.
You know Jim Carrey, in that movie that I just watched, like he said he got his check for like $10 million and he was standing there with everything that anyone ever wants. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like every man would want X, Y, and Z, and he has all of it, and he was just fucking unhappy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So,
and that's exactly what
I mean.
Who
knows? You might get it and find out it wasn't what you wanted.
Do what makes you happy, because money ain't going to be it. You know what I mean? My family makes me happy, and being able to watch my kids grow and being able to provide for them, not in like toys or whatever, but just to be a good father to them, that's my success. Right. You know what I mean? Whether my marriages fail, whether fucking whatever happens in my life, I lose my job, whatever, my success will be that I'm going to be a good father to my kids regardless.
Right.
And that's what I'll live with. You know what I mean? So if I can provide them, if I had millions of dollars, I'm still going to be the guy that makes them work for what they get. You know what I mean? And give them morals and give them a compass that they can go by.
Is there a funny question about having teeth for hair for teeth?
I'm not asking that question. My brain is shut down.
What would you rather have? Done. Teeth for hair for teeth?
Neither.
You have to pick.
You don't have to do anything.
Visualize it.
You have hair for teeth. I'll take teeth for hair.
Dave wants to go to sleep.
Teeth for hair.
I'm done.
I don't want anything.
Just go to sleep right there. That'll be kind of cool. Me and Brad will just like sing you a lullaby. Yeah. Close your eyes, kind of lean back.
Rockabye orange baby on the treetop.
Man, there's a lot of butt blows, sex in the comments.
The orangutan will rock.
He just called you a monkey. That's some racist shit.
Yeah.
Not really.
Eat some bananas. Monkeys don't even like bananas.
He's stepping it up. He's like, eat some bananas. Yeah.
And some fried chicken and watermelon too. Here's some grape drink to put down you. Yep. I like that.
Oh,
it's a good song. Yeah. See?
He's refusing to even laugh. He doesn't want it to go any further. All right.
Well, that's it.
Techo,
thank you,
man.
Oh, Techo. Yeah. Go buy it. Don't get it on the internet. Be a fucking real person. Walk into a store and buy it.
Yep.
I think that's it. So thank you for those who watched, the patrons. Thank you, everybody. I don't know your names. I don't follow you online. I might follow you and then I'll unfollow you because I'm fucking awesome like that. That's it. Don't be a retard.
Wow. In the clip, it's for them niggas that be hollering but still won't play my shit. Got some Ray-Ban glasses just to cover up my face. I'ma travel the world, so I'ma need some Gucci skates, make some fries with the shakes, and all we do is bust, my nigga, we never get afraid. So we roll but with the tuss, and it ain't never no confusion. If you wanna get it, cousin, hey, you gotta stay lifted as y'all even rolling up. That's for the cheese with the Dutch, I got the chips on my plate, but y'all niggas mad broke, so you could not understand. And I'm lifted to the sky, high five to the moon. We gon' do it overnight, cause the money comes at noon. And while you slipping, while you tripping, a lot of niggas with my position.
position, and we tagged up on the wall like Rafidez. What it, what's up? It's you about to roll up. Them niggas got them trees, and we finna cush up. It's the Dodge. And follow my lead, because I'm about to roll up. Step in the game, just to remember my name. It's insane how we be rooming the game. So pass the Dutch. Why you looking, homie? Complaining about the size, because it's all. Looking like a fool abort mission. What I'm dribbling with the ball is transition. Man, I'm trying to get my message spread out. Who let the birds out? These niggas, they be tripping about the words that's coming out my mouth. Straight dirty like your mama's couch. Now one gets the money, what you talking about? Now take a pic like Mussolini with the camera. I want my money fat. Sorry, coach, you got no stamina. My life is like a pretty little motherfucker. And when we make it, we gon' look out for each other. Let the covers be blown and let my scars be shown. I'm getting dizzy with the rascal. My life is going pretty fast, throw your regulator. Yeah, these bitches, it's a hassle. Walking through the air with a motherfucking passport. So that's the Dutch. Why you looking, homie? Complaining about the size, cause it's all.